You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
A motorist is in custody facing numerous charges following a high-speed pursuit involving several law enforcement agencies ending in a vehicle crash. According to the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, a deputy attempted to initiate a traffic stop of a vehicle at around 7:45 Wednesday evening on Highway 371 near I-20. The vehicle then led the deputy on a pursuit onto I-20 westbound, getting off in Dixie Inn, through Dixie Inn to Highway 80, back toward Minden down Shreveport Road, then circling back to Dixie Inn, getting on I-20 heading eastbound to the Dubberly exit, heading south on Highway 531. The vehicle crashed on 531 near the Dubberly Post Office. Speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour were reported, and a Webster Sheriff's vehicle was also damaged. The Sheriff's Office, State Police, and Minden Police were all involved. The motorist, later identified as Lucian Hughes, age 43 of Shreveport, is facing charges of DWI, aggravated flight, refusal to submit to a chemical test, as well as other traffic violations. No injuries were reported. The Sheriff's Office and State Police responded to a one-vehicle crash at around 2 o'clock this morning on Pennell Farm Road, where the vehicle reportedly overturned multiple times. All four occupants were transported to Minden Medical Center. Minden City Police report an arrest for sagging pants and disturbing the peace by language. Gradual clearing today with a high of 84, south wind with gusts to 25 miles an hour. Increasing clouds overnight, low 65, south wind gusts to 25 miles an hour. A 100% chance of showers Friday, high 79, south wind gusts to 35 miles an hour. 100% chance for showers Friday night, low 53, southwest wind gusts to 30 miles an hour. Sunny Saturday, high 78, clear Saturday night, low near 48, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Bruce Bolin in place of Judge Mike Craig, Dylan Derek Baxter was sentenced to 90 days suspended and 1 year probation for disturbing the peace. Christy Cole pleaded not guilty to DWI and careless operation and will stand trial at a later date. Rothel Davenport pleaded not guilty to unauthorized use of a movable less than $1,000. And will stand trial at a later date. Drake David was fined $150 plus court costs or 60 days in jail, plus a 10-day jail sentence suspended for theft under $1,000. Corenzo Franklin pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Cheryl Renee Jefferson was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for possession of marijuana or synthetic cannabinoids. Terry Ann Miller pleaded not guilty to improper supervision of a minor and will stand trial May 26th. Alex T. Odom was sentenced to 60 days in jail, with all but 10 days suspended, plus 1 year probation for resisting an officer, and was fined $100 or 10 days in jail for possession of marijuana. Juan Ramirez was fined $500 plus court cost or 60 days in jail, plus 60 days suspended and a year probation for DWI. Stephanie Jade Taylor pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial July 24th. Corbin Ray Tilley pleaded not guilty to theft under $1,000 and criminal trespassing and will stand trial at a later date. And Jaquadric Wilson pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation, Justin Miller for failure to appear, Daryl Kemp, armed robbery with use of a firearm, obstruction of justice, and possession of marijuana. The guest speaker at today's meeting of the Minden Lions Club will be Sharon Hewitt, a Louisiana State Senator for District 1, which encompasses St. Tammany Parish. She serves as the Senate Chair of Republican Legislative Delegation and chairs the Senate and Government Affairs Committee, also serves on the Joint Legislative Committee on the Budget. The Minden Lions Club meets each Thursday at noon at the American Legion home on Pine Street. The annual UCAP Hunger Fest and dessert auction is tonight, starting at 6 o'clock at First United Methodist Church. Tickets are $5 per person and will be sold at the door. The meal includes a bowl of soup, crackers, and iced tea, and an auction on cakes, pies, cookies, candy, and more. Auctioneers are Richard Campbell and Tracy Campbell. The proceeds will benefit utilities, rent, emergency, lodging, and food assistance. The annual bass tournament, sponsored by Sibley Fire Department, is Saturday on Lake Bistineau. Registration will be Friday from 5 till 8 p.m. at Sibley Town Hall. Entry fee is $100 per team. Tickets still available for the Celebration of Champions event Saturday evening, honoring the Sibley Raiders basketball teams from the years 1978 through 81. The event starts at 6 o'clock Saturday at the Minden Recreation Center. Tickets are $35 per person and are available at Hallmont Sales and Rentals, Minden Athletic Supply, and the Chamber of Commerce office. The Seeds Women's Center will sponsor a free event Saturday from noon till 3 p.m. at the Miller Quarters Park behind the Civic Center. They'll have free hot dogs, drinks, bounce house, live music, and more. Registration for the Webster Ready Start program will be held in Spring Hill on Friday. That'll be from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Friday at the Frank Anthony Building at 301 West Church Street in Spring Hill. You'll need to bring your child's birth certificate, Social Security card, updated immunization record, parents' driver's license, two current proofs of residence, and two consecutive paychecks for each adult in the household, or SNAP, Medicaid, or DCFS if applicable. Funeral services for John Henry Hill are scheduled for 4:15 Friday afternoon. Service will be at the House of Peace Ministry. A visitation will be held from 3 till 4 p.m. at the church. Burial will follow in the Moore Cemetery in Dubberly under direction of the benevolent Minden Chapel. Funeral services for Judy Rayner are scheduled for 10:30 Saturday morning at Pine Grove Methodist Church, with Jesse Moore and Leon Boggs officiating. Burial will be in the Pine Grove Cemetery. Visitation will begin at 5 p.m. Friday in the Roseneath Funeral Home. Survivors include her husband A.J. Rayner, son Joseph Andrew Rayner, sister Kay Scroggins, five brothers Kevin Dooley, Kenneth Dooley, Michael Dooley, George Dooley, and Rodney Dooley. Three grandchildren also survive. Funeral service for Paul Beasley is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at DeRitter High School Auditorium, with a visitation at 7 p.m. Friday evening at DeRitter High School. His local survivors include Mary Beasley of Minden. Funeral services for Levi Williams Sr. are scheduled for noon Saturday at St. Rest Baptist Church. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Burial will follow at the Mount Comfort Cemetery.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com.
Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will automatically have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code of 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a self-propelled lawnmower for $175. Call 432-331-4907. A self-propelled lawnmower for sale, $175. Call 432-331-4907. wanted a full-size mattress and box spring, 288-1460. That's wanted a full-size mattress and box spring, 288-1460. For sale, a 2014 Jeep Patriot for $4,500. Call 754-8402. They have a 2014 Jeep Patriot, $4,500. Call 754-8402. For sale, a utility trailer and a 2001 Honda Accord at 205-1751. For sale, a utility trailer along with the 2001 Honda Accord, 205-1751. Wanted a 2010 Kia Sportage for parts, 455-3052. Wanted a 2010 Kia Sportage. They need one for parts. They're at 455-3052. Wanted kitchen cabinets at 268-0325. Wanted kitchen cabinets at 268-0325. Lost a Siamese cat in the vicinity of the Landfill Road area. Answers to Mama, if seen or found, call 763-5313. Lost a Siamese cat, answers to Mama, missing around the area of Landfill Road, 763-5313. For sale, a microwave, a dorm-size refrigerator, and a propane grill, 382-5626. They have for sale a microwave, a dorm-size refrigerator, also a propane grill for sale, all at 382-5626. Beagle dogs for sale for $25 each, 532-0618. They have for sale Beagle dogs. They're $25 each, and that's at 532-0618. Room for rent for $300 a month, bills paid. Wanted a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts, 639-9340. They have a room for rent, $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. And that's at 639-9340. For sale, a 5-horsepower boat motor at 572-1523. That's a 5-horse outboard boat motor for sale at 572-1523. A boat with a 90-horsepower motor and trailer for sale at 205-6890. That's for sale, a boat with a 90-horsepower motor and trailer, all together at 205-6890.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.